American Wills on their way back from that epic journey to the Gulf and back to the Dig Tree on Cooper's Creek, where they finally, or two of them finally died. On the way back out northeast of Birdsville now, near the Bilpa Marie clay pan, they had three camels. They were totally exhausted and they lost one of their camels coming across the clay pan and decided they had to bury all their survey equipment and a lot of their gear. They simply couldn't carry it. Wills did a star observation that evening and fixed the latitude. So latitude of where they buried it was always known, but the longitude was not known, and many people have been looking for it for many years.
The fact that Wills was using a spirit level, that was to determine the horizon, was it?
Yes. At sea, you can determine an horizon quite easily. To read an elevation to a star for an observation to determine latitude. But on land, of course, you don't have an horizon. So he used a glass plate, which was a mirror, he would lie that down on the ground and use this particular spirit level to level that glass plate very carefully, then stand back until he could see the star in the sky and the reflection of the star in the glass plate. With his sextant, he would read the angle between the two and halve it, which gave him the height of the star above the horizon. So the spirit level was used for this artificial horizon.
What an amazing thing. And you thought, gee, I wouldn't mind finding this equipment that's been buried somewhere on that line of latitude.
Yes, yes.
And how did you go about starting your search?
Well, as I say, longitude was always an issue, because whilst Wills could identify and determine the true time wherever he was using star observations, you had to know the current true time at Greenwich in order to compare it to determine your longitude.
Yep.
That depended on the accuracy of the watches he'd carried for 6 months from Melbourne, and a second of time is nearly half a kilometre of difference in longitude. So you can imagine his watches would have certainly been some seconds out, and that could put you 10 kilometres out in longitude.
Yeah.
Finally, I used the sketch or the plot that Wills had made of their line of marching to the south, and he'd come due south, then turned southeast along what finally proved to be Umpapadoo Creek out to the northeast of Birdsville, and I used his position on that creek and to determine a longitude, and that plotted down to the creek where he buried it. And I found, first of all, working along that creek after on my second visit to the creek, found a half horseshoe. And sure enough, within a few metres of the half horseshoe, there was a half buried blaze of the tree, which he'd marked. He'd marked a blaze on the tree there. Many of us have looked for it, but not found that blaze, because it was half covered with silt. It had gone down horizontally.
How did you feel when you discovered that blaze?
Oh, elated. I had my granddaughter with me, my adult granddaughter and her fiancé, so that this was quite an achievement to find the blaze and the half horseshoe, which undoubtedly came from from Burke's horse Billy, because it fell off at that site, because we found the other half of the nail that was holding it on, and the horseshoe was totally worn through at the tip.
Right.
It was a half horseshoe, and no stockman would ever let his horse have a shoe like that. And to extend the story, the buried stuff was not there. It had been washed out, and it had been washed 3 or 4 kilometres down that vicious little creek, vicious when there's a storm, and down to the delta where it runs into the clay pan. So we went down there searching, and the first thing we found was the spirit level buried about 12 centimetres below the ground. It was in a brass case. Looked rather like a cigar case, a cigar in a case. And this proved to be the original spirit level, which Wills had calibrated in the observatory before he left Melbourne, and I had the two senior surveyors from the Surveyor General's Department come back to the library and recalibrate it, which verified the fact that it was, in fact, Will's spirit level.
What sort of condition was it in?
Oh, perfect. The bubble is perfect. Amazingly, it had washed down the creek. The brass case had been slightly dented on one side, but fortunately that was the side where the spirit level is flat. It was flattened so it wouldn't roll on the glass plate. And the spirit level's in perfect condition.
Gee, that's an amazing story.
Yeah. We found a lot of artefacts, finally. Bullets, percussion caps from the old revolvers and rifles, scissors, a lot of bits and pieces we found, which were all part of Burke and Will's equipment.
And the spirit level you have donated to the State Library of Victoria?
We've donated all of the artefacts, including the half horseshoe, to the State Library. They really belong to the people of Victoria and Australia. They're part of the folklore of our history.
Yeah. I see a little story here on ABC News that Burke's water bottle sold for $286,000 in 2005.
Yes.
And your spirit level would be worth a few dollars by the sound of it.
Certainly would, and so would the horseshoe and the other item.
I'll say.
I got the satisfaction from being able to take my granddaughter on a trip like that.
Yeah, once in a lifetime indeed.
Absolutely.